Joe Fisher joins us now, and Vanderbilt, Mike, could have used Hayden back on Saturday over at Wake Forest with the seeming like someone was injured on almost every play in that game.
I haven't seen anything like that in a long time, Kevin. It was really strange, players constantly kind of going back and forth from the field to the sideline, limping off or got their bell rung, or unfortunately in some cases, for example, Mackenzie Adams, who got knocked out of the game late in the first half. Jamie Graham actually went to the locker room at one point, came back. It was a very tough game for Vanderbilt, and it was a struggle all night long. Certainly a struggle offensively, struggling with the elements, as everyone was, as you certainly were down the sidelines, and very disappointing, I guess, to come out and lose 23-10 and not get that seventh win. It was a big win for Wake Forest. They were in the position of really, really needing a win, with more ACC teams qualified for bowl games than bowl tie-ins available. It was very important for them to get off six wins. So they had a tremendous amount to play for. But, Vanderbilt just had, without Jared Hawkins playing and try to do things, run Jamie Graham at quarterback some. They ran him as a starting tailback for a while, and that had some effectiveness to it. But just never really could consistently move the football offensively, and also could not take advantage of turnovers. I thought really the turning point in the game was trailing 10-3 at the beginning of the third quarter and kicked off to Wake Forest, and Wake fumbled the football. Vanderbilt recovered at the Demon Deacon 40 and promptly on the next play fumbled it right back. I thought that was kind of the point where you realized it was really going to be an uphill battle the rest of the night. So, 6-6, the good news is they'll take most of this week off. Got to heal some guys up, classwork, exams, those kind of things. And then hopefully pretty soon find out where they'll be going to play that 13th game.
And, Joe, with South Carolina, Kentucky, and LSU all losing, the way it shakes out, the doors should be seventh in line in the SEC in the bowl pecking order, which will probably, it looks like, land you in Memphis.
I think there's a good chance, Mark, and I know Memphis would be very happy with that. I guess I talked to the representative of the Chick-fil-A Bowl in Winston-Salem, and he said, it's really going to be kind of crazy, and he sort of described, yes, there is a pecking order, but some of these bowls, we all kind of talk to each other and try to do what makes sense for all of us. So it may not just be one of those going down the list and taking the third best team with the third pick and the fourth best team with the fourth pick. You wonder where an LSU will end up. For so much time people thought they were a lock for the Cotton Bowl. Now I think that's Ole Miss now, but I mean, who knows? So there's still some dominoes left to fall in all of these discussions. But the good news is we'll go wherever they send us. I know that Vanderbilt's looking forward to having a bowl to play.
Well, Joe, while we were enjoying the lovely weather in Winston-Salem, our buddy Tim Thompson and the Vanderbilt basketball team were down in Cancun, where they ended up winning a championship. So if you can go on vacation and win a championship all in the same weekend, you've had yourself a pretty good road trip.
I tell you what, and I think they should be really pleased with this, given the situation they were having to play under without the two players already, Chingang and Gulborn out, and then Andre Walker tearing his ACL and being out for the year, and then Festus Ezeli not on the trip. It was really a shorthanded group that Kevin Stallings had to work with. And last night, the championship game against VCU, they sort of just rode A.J. Ogilvy, and he responded with 25 points and 7 rebounds. But if you look at the box score again, they win 71-66. If this team is going to be successful, it's probably going to have this kind of box score, which is, although they shot about 42%, they out-rebounded VCU by 9. They shot 26 of 30 from the free throw line, and they were 7 of 13 from three-point range. So they didn't take a lot of threes, but they were effective when they did. And they also had 4 players in double figures. I think it's going to have to be that kind of approach for them to continue to be successful. But to go down there, win 2 games and win the tournament, I think it's pretty special for them.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, guys, take care.